There's a boy down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA country. We take pride in the work that we do and show up every day. Like the ones that came before us that were built this way. We'll stand up for what we love because we believe in the USA, God and family and being free. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA country.
Welcome back, everyone. You came back with a little NRA country. This is your host, Ray I. And now it's time for a little story time. We're going to return back to the Ozarks for another one of my old days barnstorming seminar stories, The Monarch of Sutton Pasture. Go back down into the hills and do a little turkey hunting story time. Really appreciate you all joining us at the campfire this weekend. Time to finish up turkey season, so we're going to close the show out with a little story time, and we'll see you next time right here on Eye in the Outdoors.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is The Monarch of Sutton's Pasture by Ray I. In southern Missouri along an Ozarks riverway lives a wild turkey gobbler that roosts high on a river bluff. Every morning at first light, he sails off his roost, glides across the river, and lands in a big pasture next to a cattle pond. Strutting among the Hereford cows, smack dab in the middle of the field, he gobbles nonstop for the hens to come on over for a little early morning lovemaking. This gobbler is huge for an Ozarks bird. His beard is as thick as a man's wrist, and his spurs the size of golf tees. The owner of this pasture, Donnie Sutton, allows locals to hunt turkeys. So just about everyone from town and the surrounding area has given that old Tom a try, all without success. Missouri Ozark turkey hunters are seasoned, experienced timber hunters, experience gained from hunting mountains with steep wooded ridges and deep hollers. In the 1970s, with the expansion of cattle farming, clearing of large areas of bottomland timber for cattle pasture created a new problem for the local hunters, the arrival of huge open field turkey hunting. During the spring turkey season, hunters from miles around wanted to kill this gobbler, so conversation at the local cafe always consists of tales of woe and frustration for every failed attempt to kill that gobbler of Sutton's pasture. Hunters attempt every conceivable calling setup. On the edge of the pasture, hiding under the riverbank, in the woods on the opposite side, they tried hen calls, gobbles, jake yelps, but nothing worked. This gobbler always holds his ground and just will not budge. Other hunters would sneak in before daylight and set up on the field edge up to 8 hours in the area that the bird usually would leave the field, but all in vain. One innovative hunter did something unheard of at the time, the use of a modified goose decoy body covered with turkey feathers, possibly one of the very first turkey decoys. Now, other turkeys came to his homemade decoy, but the big strutting gobbler in the middle of the pasture wouldn't even look his way. As the turkey's reputation grew, interesting stories began circulating around town. Billy Johnson from down at Lost Creek supposedly asked the landowner if he could dig a pit in the middle of the pasture to lay in and wait to ambush that elusive gobbler. Of course, Mr. Sutton told him no way was anyone digging a hole in his pasture. But the best story was about an out-of-state hunter who went to Mr. Sutton and asked permission to lay submerged in his cattle pond with a snorkel and his shotgun inside a plastic bag. Word traveled quickly that the old Pastor Tom just couldn't be killed, so bets and wagers began flying. A jackpot full of money from everyone who purchased a tag was set up. The winner that takes that gobbler takes all. With the possibility of countywide, maybe even statewide fame, along with a lot of cash thrown in, my Uncle Lee and his partner in crime, Old Joe, told me they had a plan with a surefire and legal way to kill that old gobbler. Sitting around a campfire our last night in camp, Uncle Lee explained a well-devised plan to take that turkey out on the last day of turkey season. Uncle Lee had noticed the cows didn't spook from the gobbler, so he figured they'd just ease out in that field and put the herd on them. From the old truck, they brought out a big tan cowhide. Just like Indians of long ago, they would cover up with an animal hide. They had designed and made a custom cow suit, head and all. The plan was for Uncle Lee to be in the front of the cow and Joe the back of the cow. Uncle Lee would hold the barrel of the shotgun with Joe aiming and pulling the trigger when they got close to that gobbler. Long before dawn the next morning, they were at the edge of the cow pasture with their custom cow suit, both giggling like school kids as they pulled their cow suit into place. They discussed their plan of attack, how when they got close enough, they'd slide the shotgun forward and torch that old gobbler. They would be famous and a big pile of money would be theirs. Sure enough, just like every other morning, at first light the gobbler gobbled on the roost and then sailed down to the middle of the pasture. Uncle Lee and Old Joe started easing out in the field, walking slow and mooing like a cow. Bent over and unable to see from the back of the cow, Joe asked, "How far is he? Where's he at?" Uncle Lee says, "He's still about 70 yards out. I don't want to go straight at him. Let's just take our time and get closer. He ain't even looking at us." Moving real slow and easy. Then a little bit faster. Step by step, they moved ever closer to the strutting prize. Joe whispered again, "How we doing? Let's hurry and make him a jellyhead so I can get out of the back of this cow suit and straighten up." "Just be patient," Lee said. "He's about 45 yards out. I think this is going to work. He's totally ignoring us. Just 15 more yards and we'll smoke him." The fake cow steadily inched across the pasture. Suddenly, Lee stopped abruptly. Joe slams into his back. "Why'd you stop?" "Well, there's a bull standing over here, and he's looking right at us," said Lee. "Don't worry about no damn bull. I don't care about any old bull. Keep moving so we can kill that turkey." As the hunters in the cow suit start to move forward again, Uncle Lee abruptly stops, with Joe slamming into his back. "What's wrong now? Why'd you stop?" "Uh-oh, that bull, he's all bug-eyed and pawing the ground. And now he's coming this way with a glazed look in his eye.
What are we going to do?"
"I'm going to eat some grass, but you better brace yourself."
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love you.